Ah, hello, kind people. Happy new moon in June. Quinn here. So let's see. It is a new moon. The last new moon before summer solstice. Well, here in the northern hemisphere. New moon is a great time to plant things, to seed things, to wish and intend things. This morning I just noticed that I went out in my little garden area and there are now sprouts of black-eyed peas that I planted about a week or so ago. So whether or not you are noticing sprouts, maybe buds, maybe blooms, right around you, there's different plants in different phases. Maybe it's just now getting warm. In other places, it's quite hot here in what's now called Tucson, Arizona, land of the Tejano Autumn. It's getting ready to go to about 110. But where you are, or other places that are usually not hot yet, they're hovering around 100 as well. So there's lots of flux and change. So let's focus on nourishing what we have planted. And also now we're moving towards solstice, the fullness of the sun, the beginning of summer. Solstice is in between this new moon and the coming full moon. So that is what's next. We're also in Mercury retrograde still. It's going through just after solstice. So there's a lot of energies working on us. Let's also imagine that we are next to a stream. I'm going to hear my drum. I just am going to share what comes into my head. It might come out as some kind of gently guided experience with the drum. Make sure you're in a place where you're comfortable, where you won't be startled. Maybe you have earbuds or headphones on. If not, maybe pause it. So you can do that. It will surround your ears. Take a moment and breathe. Rest, to be able to have and feel and accept rest. Those are three different things. And I hope you're in a space at this point in your life when maybe you can feel all three of those, including the acceptance. So let's think about the sound that we're hearing in addition to the drum, which is the moving water tumbling over itself and tumbling over stones and rocks and boulders. Moving water is essential to all of our life. It's in our lifeblood. Water in our blood moves like the rivers and streams. So feel your inner rhythm as well as your inner flow of these pathways of blood and water. Allow the drum beats to focus you or loosen you. Hold you. Maybe you could imagine that you are now sitting next to, or maybe in, a small stream that's shallow and cold. Maybe a part of your body is now in that water, feeling the rush. All the molecules what we call water in English, moving around you and actually taking away some of your cells. Maybe you could ask the water to also take away some stress, maybe a bit of worry, regret, concern for what's coming, dissatisfaction with the way things are in this moment, anything that feels real for you and not helpful. Just let the water move along some or even one bit of any of that.